State Senate Republicans say they will break a long-standing tradition of boycotting the election of new regents. They now say they will attend a joint legislative session and that many will vote no over dissatisfaction with the Common Core. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it's uncertain whether all four of the incumbent regents' members will be reelected.
Senate Education Chair John Flanagan says Republican senators will be attending a joint session of the legislature to appoint Board of Regents members to new terms. But he says many GOP members, including himself, will be voting no.
While these people have extensive backgrounds and many in cases a wealth of experience, I think there's a very strong feeling that not enough has been done and they're still not listening and acting the way they should.
Flanagan says he's also urging state education officials to seek a waiver from some of the testing associated with the Common Core. He says the state of California recently was granted permission by the federal government for an exemption of some of the requirements.
What happened in California, I think, should be sort of the clarion wake-up call for the state of New York. In my estimation, the state of New York should aggressively pursue a waiver right now. Let's find a way to get it done, get it into the federal government, and if we have to go down there and try and change the way they do it so we can get our voices heard, then I think that's what we should do.
In past regents' elections, Assembly Democrats have had enough votes to approve regents' members of their choosing. This year, though, because of several vacancies, the Assembly Democrats will need help from other factions. It's expected that nearly all Republicans in the legislature will vote no, and many Democrats in the Senate are also saying they won't back the regents' nominees. Senator George Latimer, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Education Committee, says he won't be endorsing any of the regents' candidates.
I'm not playing politics with it. I just think you can't have the same combination of people in the room. And I used this analogy before. You're going across the North Atlantic at breakneck speed. You have reports of icebergs out there. You're not slowing down. You're not assessing what jeopardy exists there. And if we make a mistake, we're making a mistake for a large number of students all across this state. And I don't want to be a part of making that mistake.
There are also indications that even the Assembly Democrats may reject at least one of the incumbent regents. They're seeking to make a statement about widespread dissatisfaction over the implementation of the Common Core Learning Standards. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo late on Monday released the recommendations of a panel that he appointed to fix Common Core. They include ensuring that the new Common Core test results for 3rd through 8th graders will not count on students' permanent records. It also recommends an end to the state education department's contract with a private company called InBloom to input students' personal records and data. The panel does not recommend, though, a moratorium on using the test results to evaluate teachers. Senator Flanagan says he expects a new law by the end of March to fix some of the problems stemming from Common Core.
We will see legislative action during this month.
The region's vote will be held on Tuesday afternoon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.